The following content is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. You're listening to the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Tech Tips. Coming up on this month's episode of Tech Tips, highlights from Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference, updates to iOS 14 and the new Apple Magnifier, Leo Belt, the ability to feel images, and multipath audiobooks. That's what's coming up on this month's episode of Tech Tips. If you get your prescriptions filled at a CVS pharmacy, this will be of interest to you. A new CVS Pharmacy app feature reads prescription labels out loud for blind and partially sighted patients. This comes to us from Cool Blind Tech. CVS introduced Spoken Rx, a new feature of the CVS Pharmacy app that can read important prescription information out loud. CVS Pharmacy announced that it has developed Spoken Rx, a new feature of the CVS Pharmacy app that can read a specific type of label for patients with visual impairments and those who cannot read standard print labels. Spoken Rx is the first in-app prescription reader application to be developed by a national retail pharmacy. The announcement is the result of the collaboration between CVS Pharmacy and the American Council of the Blind, which worked with CVS and tested the technology throughout its development. Spoken Rx provides an audible label option that reads important information such as patient name, medication name, dosage, and directions in either English or Spanish to ensure patients are taking the correct prescriptions as prescribed. By the end of 2020, 1,500 CVS pharmacy locations will be equipped to affix special RFID labels to prescription vials. When the RFID labels are scanned by Spoken Rx in the CVS Pharmacy app, which can be accessed by users using Siri or Google Assistant on their smartphones, prescription label information will be spoken out loud. Enrollment in the program is seamless and can be done either over the phone or in-store, where a pharmacist can ensure the patient's app is appropriately set up for the service. Spoken Rx is free to CVS Pharmacy patients, and the app will read prescription label information aloud in either English or Spanish. This information, which is important for patient safety and adherence, currently includes patient name, medication name, dosage, and directions, and will be enhanced to include additional information over the months to come. Spoken Rx will be available in all CVS pharmacy locations by the end of 2021. The in-app feature gives patients more flexibility, providing the patient prescription information out loud, wherever and whenever they need it, said Ryan Rumberger, Senior Vice President of Store Operations at CVS. Spoken Rx provides a more seamless experience to our patients who are visually impaired. Approximately 12 million adults in the U.S. are visually impaired, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And as time goes on, these numbers are only expected to go up as the population of older people increases, the CDC cites. This article is entitled, A Roundup of the Apple 2020 Worldwide Developers Conference Keynote Address. It's written by Janet Ingber, and it comes to us courtesy of the Access World magazine. Apple held its Worldwide Developers Conference, WWDC, on June 22nd of 2020. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, the conference was, for the first time, entirely virtual. Many new operating systems and their new features were introduced during the keynote address. Tim Cook, Apple CEO, began the address by announcing the company's Racial Equality and Justice Initiative. Starting with the United States and expanding over time, this initiative will challenge systemic barriers that limit opportunity for communities of color in the areas of education, economic equality, and criminal justice. Cook said, Apple is committing $100 million to the initiative. Cook announced a new developer entrepreneur camp for black developers. He added, "We want to do everything we can to foster the brightest and best ideas. At Apple, our mission has always been to make the world a better place, and we're committed to being a force of change." Cook stated, "Our world is also battling a virus that is affecting the daily lives of billions of people. We want to thank the dedicated people everywhere, especially our healthcare workers, who have made tremendous sacrifices to take care of those in need." Our next operating system for the iPhone is iOS 14. If you currently can run iOS 13, you will be able to upgrade. With iOS 14, iPadOS 14, and macOS 12, Big Sur, it will be possible to use a different mail app and a different browser as default instead of Apple Mail and Safari. The change will appear on all devices. iOS 14 allows for more customization, and the home screen is getting a makeover. You will be able to place widgets there, and widgets can be different sizes. In addition, the Smart Stack feature can organize widgets based on your activities and schedule. In iOS 14, you can hide infrequently used apps. The new app library will automatically organize all the apps installed on your device. At the top of the library, you will find a search box. There will also be a list of apps you might need and a list of the most recently added apps. Apps will be sorted alphabetically and by category. If you ask Siri for information, the results will appear at the top of the screen like a notification. Siri's actions will appear at the bottom of the screen. Siri's knowledge base continues to increase. Audio messages can be sent with Siri in iOS 14. The Siri dictation feature will be able to run completely on the device. Finally, Siri's translate feature will offer more languages. When a phone call or FaceTime call comes in, relevant information will appear at the top of the screen like a notification. This feature is also available on the iPad. So far, no information has been given on how this will work with VoiceOver. Translate is a new app that allows for a conversation with people who do not speak the same language. It is not a foreign language dictionary, but meant for use in conversation. When you speak, your words are translated automatically into the desired language. One of the main new features in the Messages app is the ability to control group texts. For example, you can choose to receive notifications only when you are mentioned. There are more emoji options, and you can pin the most important messages at the top of the messages lists. The new messages feature will also be available on the iPad and Mac. The Maps app will have many updates, including features for bicyclists and users of electric cars. There will also be weather information and guides that include places to eat and explore for more cities around the world. Apple Maps will also show green zones and areas of congestion. iOS 14 will include app clips, which give very quick access to the features of an app. The clip gives specific information that you need at that moment. For example, if you are looking for somewhere to eat, there is an app clip just for that. App clips may be used immediately or stored in the app library. App clips can be found through barcodes, NFC codes, and links in Safari or messages. If you prefer, the full app still may be downloaded from the App Store. In addition to new features in iOS 14 for both the iPhone and iPad, there are new features in iPadOS 14 that are only for the iPad. The following iPads can use iPadOS 14: the iPad Air 2 and later, iPad Pro, all models, iPad 5th generation and later, and the iPad Mini 4 and later. Apps such as Photos, Files, and Notes will have a sidebar. Toolbars have been redesigned. The screen in the Music app will display controls, artwork, and lyrics simultaneously. The Search feature has been redesigned, allowing the user to perform a search anywhere, including over the app. Information such as websites and contacts can be easily accessed. Scribble with the Apple Pencil will be available in iPad OS 14. This feature allows you to use the Apple Pencil to write text anywhere you can enter it, and it will be converted to typed text for you. AirPods automatically detect which device you are using. When you start using a different device, they will change to that new device. In addition, AirPods Pro will have spatial audio. This will simulate the sound of being in a movie theater and will not be affected by movement. Moving on to the Apple Watch OS 7. This new operating system will work on Apple Watch Series 3 and later. With this update to the operating system, complications will have the ability to display more information. Additional faces will also be added, and a Siri shortcut can be added. You can get faces with complications already added. You will also be able to share a watch face. App developers will be able to offer pre-configured watch faces. This year, one main update for maps on the Apple Watch was announced. Information for cyclers will be included. In the area of fitness, new fitness categories will be added, including functional training, core workouts, and dance. The iPhone's activity app will be renamed to Fitness, and the app will be redesigned to give quicker access to information. Sleep Tracker. Your Apple Watch can be used as a sleep tracker. There are different features you can set prior to going to bed to help you get into a sleep routine. You will be able to have your watch remind you to charge it. The watch can track features such as movement while you sleep and how long you slept. Siri will be able to do language translation directly on the watch, which will speed up the process. In this time of COVID-19, your Apple Watch can remind you to wash your hands. When washing hands, the watch can let you know if you have washed long enough. Also, Siri can remind you to wash your hands when you get home. You will be able to use sign-in with Apple even when you already created an account with your own email and password. If you wish, you can share only your approximate location with apps. If an app is using your microphone or camera, it will be noted in the status bar. Apps will need to get permission to track you on apps and websites owned by other companies. In the area of home automation, Apple formed an alliance with Amazon, Google, and other manufacturers to define an interoperability standard for smart homes. All Apple HomeKit home devices work with this new standard. With iOS 14, after you add a home device, the Home app will give automation suggestions. If you tagged people in your photos, cameras can recognize their face. HomePod will announce the person's name as well. Activity zones can be created for your cameras so they only detect motion outside the zones. TVOS 14. With this update, Apple TV will have multi-user support for gaming. Xbox Elite 2 and Xbox Adaptive Controllers will also be supported. Picture-in-Picture also will be available. The new Mac operating system is macOS 12 Big Sur. To determine if your Mac will support this update, visit the Big Sur preview page. The dock has been redesigned, app icons will have a new look, and Finder has had a makeover. Native apps such as Mail and Photos have been redesigned for easier access through sidebars and toolbars. The menu bar has been updated, and the Mac will be getting its own control center. There have been improvements to Catalyst, which is used to create a Mac app from an iOS app. Developers will have new tools to create their apps. Safari will have enhanced privacy options. More extensions will be added, and you will be able to customize your Safari start page. Translation can be done from within Safari. Familiar Mac sounds, including the startup chime, will be part of macOS Big Sur. Although there was a way to enable the chime with Terminal, that will not be necessary with Big Sur. Apple also announced it will begin using their own processors for the Mac instead of buying them from Intel, as they did for many years. Apple already uses their own processors for other products such as iPad and iPhone. According to Apple, this will improve speed, battery life, and will give off less heat. Apple will give developers new tools to convert their apps for this new processor. Macs with the Apple chip should begin shipping at the end of 2020, and transition to the new chip will take approximately 2 years. Apple will continue to support Macs with the Intel chip. Unfortunately, there was no audio description provided for the visual information presented during the keynote, such as demonstrations of operating system features. VoiceOver and accessibility were not mentioned during the WWDC keynote, but there were accessibility sessions during the conference. Though it wasn't mentioned during the keynote, Apple has shown their commitment to accessibility. I anticipate that this trend will continue. Once the new operating systems are released, I will be back with more information on how to use them. You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. Now we've got a new phone that was debuted at the Consumer Electronics Show earlier this year in Las Vegas. Now as a result, the information in this article is a little dated, but it is still very relevant. The title of this article, Hap2Phone, allows users to feel objects in photos on their touchscreens. This article comes to us from Cool Blind Tech. Hap2U, a haptics developer specialized in integrating sensory intelligence into tactile surfaces, will unveil Hap2Phone, the world's first haptic smartphone display, at CES 2020. Sensations in smartphones are currently limited to a vibration when receiving a text message or a click via vibro-tactile technology. Hap2U is introducing HD texture sensations to offer new performance capabilities, potentially leading to the ability to feel the texture of, for example, clothing displayed on an online store. One of Hap2U's aims is to allow smartphone users to send a text message without looking by being able to feel individual letters on the screen keyboard. Hap2U is a CES 2020 Innovation Award honoree. It also garnered a CVS Award in 2017. Hap2U's haptic smartphone touchscreen, Hap2Phone, is an outstanding achievement, says Cedric Chapez, CEO of Hap2U. We anticipate that Hap2Phone will attract strong interest from OEMs and system integrators seeking to enhance the end-user experience by improving their interaction with connected objects and machines. We believe that haptics will play a bigger role in enhancing sensory intelligence in smartphones. The company integrates a thin film of piezoelectric solution, about 2 microns in thickness, under the glass cover, meaning haptics can be felt over the full screen. Once this hardware is installed, it is the role of the software to get the exact haptic feeling in the right place. Any additional weight is marginal. The impact on display power consumption is also minimum, at roughly 1%. By applying a friction coefficient, Hap2U can make distinct vibrations in touch sensations, intense or soft nicks, springs, buttons, elasticity, and all kinds of high to low elevation points and textures, etc., allowing the nerve endings and fingertips to detect different sensations, then signaling the brain to interpret them. Hap2U's touch sensation technology is not only intended for smartphones, its solution is compatible with all touch interfaces. Founded in 2015, the company has pioneered developments in haptics beyond glass surfaces to include wood, metal, and plastic. It has applications in the automotive industry for HMI displays, controls for manufacturing equipment, and smart buildings. Daimler AG, the German International Automotive Corporation, invested 4 million euros in Hap2U in 2018 for applications in future car models. As sales of its prototypes grow and preparations for a new fundraising round get underway, Hap2U will aim at licensing its technology to the smart home and smart buildings markets, as well as the healthcare and manufacturing industries. Here's another nugget from the WWDC conference held by Apple earlier this year. Magnifier gets new features in iOS 14. The magnifier tool, designed for those with low vision, has new capabilities in iOS 14. The app features an updated interface that makes controls more readily available and offers clarity on what each tool does. There are options for adjusting brightness and contrast or adding a filter to change what's being magnified to a color that's easier for an individual to see. All of the controls can be rearranged to best meet a user's needs, and the filter options can be customized so you can set the one that you need and toggle it on with a tap. In a dark area, the flashlight can be toggled on with a tap, and the magnification level can be easily controlled with a slider bar. Many of these features were available in the prior version of the app, but multi-shot, an option for capturing more than one photo at once, is new. With a new multi-shot option, magnifier users can take multiple photos at one time, capturing something like different pages of a menu and then reviewing them all at once rather than having to take a single shot that needs to be reviewed one by one. For frequent magnifier users, an app icon to activate the magnifier function can be added to the home screen by accessing the app library, searching for the magnifier, and then dragging it over to one of the app pages, or long pressing and choosing Add to Home Screen. The feature can continue to be accessed with a triple tap on the side button as well. To find magnifier in the app library, make sure it's turned on by opening up Settings, tapping on Accessibility, choosing Magnifier, and then toggling to the On position. The changes to the magnifier app are small but significant, making the app customizable for each user and streamlining the use process. Apple also added several useful new accessibility features to iOS 14, such as the back tap for manually activating some iPhone features and sound recognition for recognizing sounds like water running, sirens, alarms, and more. Here's a story about a belt that helps people with vision loss navigate objects. It comes to us from Cool Blind Tech. A built-in camera on a belt senses items as close as 18 inches and sends vibrations through patches worn on the chest and ankles. Developers at the University Hospital Southampton believe the technology could be the next generation of visual aid. There are almost 25.5 million people living with sight loss in the U.S. and 2 million in the U.K. A UHS spokesman said that the belt consists of a 3D depth-sensing camera and a portable computer stick connected via Wi-Fi to vibration patches hidden on a vest and ankle straps. It scans the area in front of the person using the 3D camera and warns the user about nearby objects through vibrations. The faster the buzzing, the nearer the object, with the position indicated by left, center, or right patch. The technology, known as Low Vision Enhancement Optoelectronic, or LEO, belt, is currently going through trials at UHS. A small study has already shown it can help people with retinitis pigmentosa successfully navigate a maze. RP causes a loss of peripheral sight like tunnel vision and can make it difficult to see in low light. It starts in childhood and gets progressively worse. Professor Andrew Lottery, a consultant ophthalmologist at UHS who ran the study, said, "In this small pilot study, we have shown the belt has great promise, and based on what we have learned, intend to develop it further to hopefully help patients retain their independence despite sight loss." Lottery went on to say, The Bell has an advantage over alternative aids for people with vision loss, such as a wide stick or guide dog, in that it can be worn under their clothes and be relatively discreet. In the study, 6 patients with advanced RP and 20 unaffected people wearing goggles that restricted their vision were assessed. The results, published in the journal PLOS One in October, showed all participants were able to use the belt to guide them around 4 mazes made from obstacles arranged in different ways. Wearing the Leo belt, the participants made 44% less errors in the maze than when they didn't have the belt on. Those with RP said they found the belt particularly useful when finding their way around the mazes in low lighting when their vision is worse. Regardless of severity of vision loss, all participants were slower to complete the mazes using the device. The authors concluded, the Leo belt's positive user feedback suggests it has potential to become the next generation of visual aid for visually impaired individuals. We've been talking about productivity with Apple, and now we're going to have a little bit of fun with the multiple choice audiobooks. This information comes to us from the Apple Viz newsletter, and these audiobooks are available for both iOS and iPadOS. They are free with an in-app purchase. Multipath audiobooks are multiple-choice books on tape with many different paths to pick, endings, titles to earn, and ways to win or lose. At its core, it's an entertaining, text-based audio player for adults and kids, a hands-free game for those long road trips, flights, or sleepless nights. Created by David Levy of Hobgoblin MPA, allows you to choose your own interactive fiction audio adventure. The fun part is that you can play each audiobook again and again. Only which way will you choose to go next time? The stories are written by several different authors and narrators, with genres including vampires, pirates, fantasy, children's, and sci-fi. More books are constantly in production, so expect your library to grow. All stories are free to download and play through a couple of times, so this gives you lots of free entertainment for zero money. Start by downloading our first text-based adventure titled The Purple Island Glow Grubs, written by Dave Strand and Kelly Levy, with narration by Peter Hicks. It contains over 2.5 hours of audio, with 9 ways to win and 25 ways to lose. Each storyline takes roughly 15 to 25 minutes, perfect for that drive to work. Multipath Books is currently not supported on the Apple Watch. We've run out of time for today's episode of Tech Tips. Be sure to tune in next month. I'm Chris Skidmore, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Tech Tips is readily available as a podcast after this broadcast by visiting our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And as always, thank you for listening to Tech Tips.